Remember me, Pinkies? I am the Faye Driver, and I live in Vancouver. I'm a homosexual, and I drive a car. Let's get out of the garage. I know it has been a considerable amount of time since we last spoke, or you listened to me talk. And I apologize for that, but I have been a busy, busy lesbian. Today we are driving, I wonder if I need to reintroduce myself to everybody. We're driving the Dorian Gray today. And it is a gorgeous, lovely, sunny, very hot, like a 20, currently, well, let's see what the car says. It's going to be like a 30 degrees Celsius day today. Dorian Gray is a lady walking across the street, talking on her phone, walking with a little Dachshund wiener dog. Cute little wiener dog. Speaking of wiener dogs, I'm going to get pills for my dog today because the old boy's getting old. I guess I gotta roll the windows up. Oh, you know how I hate rolling the windows up. Ugh. Well, we're at a stop sign. Maybe I can delay the inevitable while we speak. Gotta get some pills for my poor old dog who's just getting old and bones are being a problem. Anyway, let's talk about this car. It's been a long time since I went for a good drive. We're driving the 2001 Porsche 911 today, Dorian Gray. So we'll have to take it for a little warm-up. I got a full tank of gas. You know I like a full tank of gas because it's good for that weight distribution. And it's going to be hot, sticky roads today. So we're going to be getting ourselves into trouble. Let's turn on the police detector here. Go for a little warm-up run. So this will, I'm gonna be doing the old drive around and stop, drive around and stop, doing my chores. It has been a busy month of August for us here. Probably the last, I believe my secretary indicated my last show was at the end of July. So she would like another episode, I guess. Now then, what has been happening? Well, we, you know, the whole saga about the basement suite, trying to build a basement suite. We said, let's build the Taj Mahal. And so we tried to go to the city to build the Taj Mahal, and they said, nope, you can't do that. Do this, that, and the other. So we said, oh, defeated. So we said, okay, well, let's try a different option. Let's not build the Taj Mahal. Let's just, whatever, put up some walls and a bathroom. We go to the city. Nope, well, you could do that, but we want this and this and this and this and this. And these 8 items need to be met before we'll entertain your submission. And we spent a lot of time, and it was a lot of work, and nothing got accomplished. So we're quite frustrated, and we have pulled the pin on this project. You know, we love the alliteration. So we will not be building a basement suite, and that means Father will not be moving in with us, at least in this year of 2017. So we just put a stop to everything. We learned a good lesson, and we're going to make another attempt possibly next year in 2018 or something along those lines. So the basement suite project is dead. Dead, dead, dead. I will never speak of it again. So what else did I accomplish? Well, we had some time off, Mr. Anderson. We had some time off in July and August, and beginning of August, end of July there. and we squandered it and didn't really accomplish much. Went to the Pride Parade, hung around the house, tried to work on that basement suite project, got some stuff done. Didn't really, I don't know, I feel like I didn't really accomplish much this year in the way of attaining any goals. I guess it was a relaxing year. Certainly was hot. And we did have a full pool season. And my pool pump died. I had to buy a new pool circulation pump to keep the water flowing there. So that put the pool out of commission for a week and a few days, I guess. But I did get the new pool pump installed. And it's working fine. It's much quieter. I got a green light. Oh, I'm never gonna make it. I'm never gonna make it. It's too far away, and it's a red light camera down here. Oh, maybe we might. Yes, bring second gear. Pull, pull, pull. Ah, well done. We made it. Ah, this is a nice car. 4,000 RPM, 70 mile an hour dinger. Fourth gear, fifth gear. Oh. Oh my God. So the pool is back in service. I have to tell you about a very, very exciting driving opportunity that I had. I went away for a little bit of a tryst of a trip with all of with a large group of friends, shall I say. We went for a lovely drive in the 7 Series up towards the interior. Had a great weekend. On a lake, at a cabin, drinking and partying and hanging out with the boys and goofing off on a raft on the lake, doing some swimming. I damn near killed myself on a rope swing. That was a lot of fun. It was a couple of different rope swings I went on, like a small swing of maybe 20 feet high, which was fun, and a death-defying murder swing, which was like 40 feet high. So that was fun. So I had the best time this summer with a large group of anonymous friends, shall I say. I might tell you if you write me an email at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com and you ask really nicely. I'll tell you all the gory details, but suffice to say, we had the best time and loaded up my nice big 7 Series full load. That car is such a good car for traveling. Trunk full, oh, passenger seats all full. Oh, that car just does such a good job of transporting people. I love that 7 Series. So that was fun. Went for a little weekend trip. And then Mr. Anderson and I are going to be on vacation here in just about, well, for me, 2 days. And we're going up north to a different lake where we have rented a cabin. Going to hang out on a lake for the week, a week. We hang out on the lake, hang out on a lake for a week, doing virtually nothing except drinking martinis, walking the dog, and hopefully swimming in the lake. So I am looking forward to that because I really feel like I haven't had a vacation this year. I feel like what with the work, my impending job, be moving jobs at the end of this year into a job I don't necessarily want, but I will do because I'm a team player and being employed is a good thing, right? Beggars shouldn't be choosy. So all the stress related to this job transition and trying to get this thing done for my basement suite for my dad and his own particular problems, which he is a going concern. We're going back to the doctor this Friday for father to get another radioactive heart test to see how his heart's doing, see if they can fix his broken heart. And my father's been chasing these women. He's been haranguing these poor girls, trying to get cozy, smoochy, smoochy with them. And people have been calling me and saying, can you please get your father off my grandmother's back? So he's been playing, you know, Don Juan around the old folks' home. And I've had to tell him to put his pecker in his pants, Dad. So that's been rather interesting. I think we should go for a longer drive today, don't you? Chores be damned. Let's have some fun. You know, I don't very often drive this car. It seems like I haven't driven this car in many, many, many time periods. Okay, now, what are you doing, Mr. Hotshot? Okay, so, excuse me while I drive the moment. This car is so powerful. I gotta watch out for the coppers. There's always coppers up here. Copper, are you up there? No. No coppers. Fourth gear, 60 miles an hour. Third gear, oh, cut off by a big semi truck. Trucker Alex. In the way. So father has been presenting his own particular problems, and we're going to the doctor, told you that. And I guess, what else do I have left to tell you? I had a large victory. I spent a lot of time working on a fundraising project for my local fire department charitable society. It's been a month or so of some heavy and strenuous organizing. We had this big push fundraising day, this day-long event that I was very heavily involved in, and it was a smashing success. I must say I'm very proud of the money that we raised and the cause for some school children, helping to make the lives of school children a little bit better for those kids who need a little bit of financial help going to school. So working quite a bit on that, and that all just finished up. That was a set of railroad tracks. Just finished that project up. We're in the closing stages, and I'm very happy about how much money we made and all the people that helped out. It was a very big success. So I have done a good deed. The doing of good deeds, people. We should be doing more good deeds. Jesus, this car just is unbelievable. It's so easy to drive. It's got so much power. Oh, love it. Just love it. And big news, big news in the podcasting world. Scotty, the little Aussie battler, has a boyfriend. I can break the news now. I don't have to stay embargoed on the big secret. Let's get third gear here. Punch it in, punch it in. There you go. Good job. So congratulations to Scotty Battler with your whitey white boyfriend. I think you should just call him Whitey. Or maybe you could call him the name of the city that he lives in. That should be generic enough. Just call him Smoggledy on the Gord. Because I'm sure that's the name of his town. So, yeah, Scotty Battler. Good on you, mate. Got a new job, got a new car, sold your old car, got a new house, got a new boyfriend. What else does a man need, Scotty Battler? You got your whole life worked out in front of you now. Now you just gotta fool that man into marrying you, if he's the marrying kind, and then your troubles will be over. Then you can be one of us miserable married folks. Don't get married. Don't get married, Scotty. Don't do it. I implore you. All right. What do you think? Is that it? Should we call it a day? I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you for listening. I hope that I'll be back a little more often now that some of my heavier responsibilities have been looked after. Although I'm going to tell you, my dad is going to be on the docket every day, probably. Okay, that's it. I'm done. I can roll the windows down, turn the music up.